Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you joining us. You know, I always get a little feedback. It just kind of throws me off for some reason. I don't know why, but every time I get feedback, it always throws me off. And I say, well, let me stop talking, and then maybe my voice will catch up to me. But anyway, it never does. But that's okay. So thank you again for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Happy Tuesday to you. It's 1 o'clock. Actually, it's 1:02 on Tuesday afternoon. You can see the new backdrop, right? Okay, that's the new partnership with Origin Hotels and Russell of Hotels. I'm the Russell of Hotels. Russell L. Edmond is my name, just in case you're not on Facebook Live, where you can see me and the logo that I'm presenting behind me. So for all the people at LA Talk Radio or that are listening via LA Talk Radio, Origin Hotel, which has currently three locations, soon to add a fourth. They have one in Colorado, Golden, Colorado specifically, Lexington, Kentucky, and Raleigh, North Carolina. So they're our new partner. They're sponsoring the show. They're doing everything, all the bells and whistles that come along with it. So I do appreciate them for, partnering with us. And, you know, we're all about connecting and collaborating. So this is one of those things that, you know, Russell of Hotels has connected and collaborated on. So I do appreciate them. So thanks again for joining us. Again, I'm going to say thank you again for, like, you know, I don't know, 10 more times during the show, because I do appreciate the people that tune in and that listen and maybe get something out of the show. So I do appreciate it. It is show number 71. Last week was show 70. That's when we unveiled the new Origin Hotel, and we have a Russell of Hotels rate. Did I mention that? We actually have a Russell of Hotels rate. So you can go to originhotel.com, book your hotel in Colorado, Lexington, Kentucky, or Raleigh, North Carolina. You can do it online because we want you to book direct, right? And you cannot get the Russell of Hotels rate without booking direct. Okay, so you can't go through the third-party sites to get the ROH or the Russell of Hotels rate. So you have to go direct to their site. Either you can call them or you can go, like I said, originhotel.com. Once you get to the dates that you want, the room type that you want, it's going to ask for any specials. You go down to there, click on that, type in ROH, which stands for Russell of Hotels, and you're going to get between a 10 to 25% discount off of your room rate. Isn't that something? That's how, I don't know how you guys do it, but that's how Russell of Hotels does it. Okay. That's how we do it. All right. So it's all about the guests. It's all about people to listen, people that want to start traveling again. Maybe it's close to where you live now. You just want a weekend getaway or whatever. But hey, Origin Hotel is the place to do it. Like I said, Raleigh, Lexington, Colorado. Origin Hotels are basically boutique style hotels. Up and coming brand, of course. They only have 3, soon to have 4 locations. But check them out. Definitely worth to check out. Okay, and then let me know. Give me some feedback so I can give Origin Hotel some feedback. So, like I said, show number 71. I have to start off the industry news. This is really not industry news. It's kind of world news. But prayers to Mr. Jacob Blake, who was shot multiple times in the back by police in Wisconsin. Okay, when is this stuff going to end? Okay, that's all I got to say about this. When is this stuff going to end? And when you have a platform like this, you have to mention this stuff. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail about it, how I really think about certain things, but I do have to mention it because I have the platform. And quite frankly, we're Hospitality Unplugged. We can say what the heck we want to say. We can talk about whatever we need to talk about, right? Whatever the world, whatever's going on in the world, we need to address and let them know that, hey, I do my condolences. Not condolences, but my prayers to the family. But should these things be happening? No, they shouldn't be happening. What do we need to do? What do we need to do to prevent this stuff from happening? Ask yourself that question, please. Thank you. And thoughts and prayers for the victims of the wildfires in Northern California. I mean, 800 homes burned. I think 7 people have died. Just a lot of devastation there as well. So my prayers and thoughts go out to those people as well. And to the firefighters who risked their lives to save homes and things like that. So, and that is still going on. There's multiple fires going on. It's not just one fire. It's multiple fires, multiple locations. And I want to say something like 14,000 firefighters are on hand, to do that. And I don't think that's enough. They probably need another 14,000, but we do appreciate everything that's happening in Northern California for our friends and family and loved ones that are there as well. So, those are things that may not be industry news, but that's news. These are headlines that are going on in our nation and things that need to be addressed and people need to know about. I mentioned earlier the sponsor, the first ever Russell of Hotels, right? I'm going to mention Origin Hotel several times, just so you know, because that's what you get when you're a partner or you're sponsoring something on the Russell of Hotels. That's what you get. You get, me talking about you or bragging about you or, trying to get people to go and utilize the hotel. And that's what we want. So once again, Russell Hotels rate, I want to say 10 to 25% off you can get. And it all depends on, their occupancy and what's going on in the city or that specific destination. But just go originhotel.com, okay? originhotel.com. Pasadena Convention Center prepares to reopen. I just saw that the other day. So shout out to my friend over there, sales manager Debbie Vail. She's one of the sales managers there at Pasadena CVB, I believe, but of course they sell the convention center as well. So I do that. I mean, that's good news. That's great news, right? I hope that means you're going to start having meetings there too. Send me a note. Let me know if that's what that means. Are we open? The office is open or the center is open. What does that really mean though? And in this day of, COVID, and we're in California, right? I'm in Los Angeles. That's Pasadena, which is not too far, but I mean, it's good news that you're reopening. But I just need to know what that means. So people could know, are we booking things now? Are we able to book things? I mean, if we are there parameters to what we can book? Up to 25 people, up to 100 people, 100 people or less, let us know. Lawsuits over meetings canceled this year have sided with hotels. Now, this goes with a lot of things that have been going on, force majeure contracts, things in, within rooms contracts and people get planners getting out or companies getting out of their contracts. Now for 2020, okay, we know because a lot of you know, cities were not able to meet. So you're able to get out of, you know, meetings within, I don't know what if the day parameters, I mean, if it's 30 days, you know, 60 days, 90 days or whatever from the date of your meeting, you can get out of those things because at this point, the governor is saying you can't meet, you know, over 100 people can't meet, right? So, okay, force majeure, government, shut down, boom, you can't do it, okay? But a lot of people are still trying to do the force majeure in 2021, okay? Well, we're not in 2021 yet, right? We still have several months to go. Are we in August now? Yeah, we're in August now. I forget, I had to look at the calendar. We're in August now, right? So you're going to cancel, and this is hotel people think. I mean, this is hotels saying this, right? This is not Russell of hotels. This is what the hotels are thinking. So you have to think about how they're thinking about it as well, because they have owners, right? They have people they have to answer to as well. And, you know, those contracts, shame on us sometimes, shame on us as meeting planners for using that boilerplate contract that the hotels give us, okay? And we skim through that force majeure. We make sure it's there, but do we actually look at it and say, what does this force majeure say? Does it really protect us? No one knew this whole pandemic thing was coming, but there are some, I just remember the last contract that I used to look at with my last hotel, it had a force majeure addendum or whatever in there, clause, force majeure clause in there, and it mentioned pandemic. Well, a lot of them don't mention pandemic, right? So anything that came up because of that, it was covered because it mentioned pandemic. But if it didn't mention pandemic, then guess what? You weren't covered. And 2021 is, you know, you're not covered in 2021, meaning if this thing is lifted and you're able to meet, well, then people can meet right now. The numbers may not be like you thought they were going to be, but that's a whole nother ball of wax. It has nothing to do with force majeure. So make sure, and I'm sure people are going back looking at their contracts, both sides, hotels and meeting planners and companies, they're looking at their, you know, 2021. And just remember this, and someone told me this, fear is not a force majeure. Just because you think something's going to happen, that doesn't mean the hotel is going to automatically say, hey, well, you know, okay, well, you're afraid that, you know, this thing's going to come back or people are not going to come. Well, we'll claim force majeure. Well, no, fear is not a force majeure. So unfortunately, so moving forward, we know what to look at now, right? We know what to make sure is in these agreements or these contracts before we actually sign them and send them back to the hotel. So enough of that. Non-meat eats. Today's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. You know, I think I'm going to make me some Satan tacos. People say Satan tacos. What is Satan? The devil tacos? No, I said Satan. S-E-I-T-A-N. Okay, Satan. Now you got me saying it. Satan is basically a mixture of flour, which is, you know, all-purpose flour, and vital wheat flour. Well, it's kind of a flour, but it's called vital wheat. So you mix those two together with some water, and I throw seasonings in there, and you get this, once you mix it with water, you knead it like dough, you get this like loaf-looking thing, right? And then you boil it in vegetable oil, not vegetable oil, vegetable broth. You know, sometimes they have chicken broth or beef broth. No, you don't want to use that because we're 100% plant-based here, right? So move that aside and go with the vegetable broth. You boil this loaf-looking thing for about an hour and a half, at least an hour, maybe hour and a half. It depends on how firm you want it to be. And then once it comes out, you cool it, you slice it, and that's what you eat. That's the seitan. And then you pan fry it on both sides and things like that. And actually has good flavor. Okay. You fry it. And I have a video I'm going to show, not right now, of course, but I'm going to put it on my social media stuff just so you can see it, see what that looks like. But, it's actually quite good. I mean, if people make bacon out of this seitan bacon, they make sandwiches. I've done sandwiches before. I've done cut it into strips and made, like I said, made tacos with it. So and I think that's what I'm going to do today. So, you know, I don't talk enough about that stuff, right? The non-meat eats that I do, you know, like if it's the I'm big on cauliflower, right? I'm big on buffalo cauliflower, which I did probably twice last week. And I've been using the air fryer, right? So I've been doing this with air fryer. I use broccoli. And I have, my door is open. I just happen to get a glimpse of my little garden that I have. And I grow collard greens. Okay, now collard greens are typically, you cook them, you boil them, you know, with onions, peppers. This is how I do it. Onions, peppers, and seasoning, right? It's kind of, for people that don't know what collard greens are, it's kind of like a spinach, but it's maybe a different consistency of a spinach than a spinach is. It's not as delicate, a little different taste, and they're a little more sturdier than a spinach. But anyway, I use the air fryer. I cut up the leaves of the collard greens and put them in there, and they crisp, and they're like chips. So they're like collard green chips. Who would have thought that? In the air fryer, right? So it takes like, I don't know, 15 minutes to do. You put a little olive oil on them. You season them a little bit. You put them in there, but you have to cut them in strips, right? Because the leaves on my plants are about this big, right? So if you can see my hands, which if you can't see my hands, they're probably, I don't know, they can be almost a foot. Let's just put it like that. So I cut them in strips, season, put a little olive oil on them, put them in this air fryer. In about 15 minutes, they become crispy. And you're like, eating like chips, right? So I'm like, this air fryer is the business, okay? So if you don't have an air fryer, you need to get one, okay? I need to find out who makes them, and then I need to, maybe they'll be a sponsor too. Air fryer, you know, on the Russell Fotel show. Anyway, are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? You know, I use swerve, the S word instead of the P word, right? Everyone's using pivoting, and I use swerve. Are you getting your swerve on? Are you come to a roadblock and you have to pivot? You have to swerve. You have to swerve around this obstacle. Okay, the obstacle may be COVID. Okay, what are we doing to get around this whole COVID thing? I mean, are we looking for another job? Are we bettering ourselves? Are we re-educating ourselves? I just saw this posting the other day from a guy. He's in the industry, hospitality industry. I think he's with the CVB, Oakland CVB, I believe. And he just got his CMP, right? His Certified Meeting Professionals designation. It's like, you know, for somebody in law, you know, it'd be their JD, right? Well, no, we have a CMP, or like a doctor, you know, they get their PhD. No, we get a CMP. Right. So that means you're an expert in your field, in your hospitality field or your hotel, your meetings, your conventions, whatever. It means that you're expert in that. And I think it was Anthony Mancuso, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was Anthony Mancuso. So congratulations to him. So he swerved, came up with a roadblock and said, well, what am I going to do with this time? He swerved and went out, studied, got his CMP. So there you go. So that's a good example of what swerving can be. So what am I doing? Okay. I had to find my mouse. I couldn't find my mouse to move my computer. Contact information, Russell of Hotels. How do you get a hold of Russell with Russell of Hotels? My email is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter is Russell of Hotels. IG, which is Instagram for people that don't know what IG is. It's Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond, and Russell of Hotels. And yes, that's right. I do have two Facebook pages. And my website is russellofhotels.com. You get the common theme here? With a brand, you know, you want to make sure you keep putting your name, your company name, or what you're known as, or your brand first up front so people can see what it is. So people don't forget. Like, oh, you're that Russell of Hotels guy. I get that all the time. Like, oh, I'm Russell. I remember I was checking into a hotel one time, and hey, good afternoon, sir. Checking in. Yeah, Russell Edmond. Russell, you're that Russell of Hotels guy, aren't you? Yeah. So you want to make sure you put your brand out there, right? If you spend all this time getting this brand together, figuring what you're going to do, you might as well use it, right? And believe me, when you get that first, you're going to get that aha moment, like, that's what Russell was talking about. When you go out, you're at a function, they say, hey, you're that Russell of Hotels guy, right? You're going to like, Yeah, that's me. That's me. Anyway, oh my goodness. iTunes, we're on iTunes. You know, we're a live show here, right? So I can't say stop. Okay, I'm gonna splice this other thing together. It goes cut. This is, you know, this is whack. We're gonna redo it. No, we can't do that, right? We get one shot and one shot only at this show, right? So it's a live show at 1 o'clock. But after that becomes a podcast. You know, really, you know, podcasts are normally pre-recorded shows. But we're a live show that becomes a podcast. There you go. So there you go. So we're on iTunes or anywhere you find your favorite podcast platforms. That's where we are. Okay. So sponsorship opportunities. Of course, you have those as well. If you're interested in, you know, maybe being a partner like the Origin Hotel, maybe your logo can be up front and personal, just like this one is. I mean, you can see me, you can see the Origin Hotel, you see their logo. I got to move around so you can see Colorado. So, I mean, I think this thing works. I mean, who wouldn't want their company name displayed in back of Russell L. Edmond or the Russell of Hotels? Who wouldn't want that? I don't know. There's some people that don't. Some people don't get it. Some people that they're stuck, meaning their advertising has stopped, their promotion has stopped, right, because of this whole COVID thing. Should it stop because of that? I don't think so. Maybe for the first couple of weeks, okay, but this thing's been going on for a minute, right? So, and you know how soon people forget about your brand or you, because always remember this, you're not the only hotel on the block. You're not the only one on the street. You're not the only one in the neighborhood. You're not the only one in your destination. There's other people that are vying for your dollars. Okay. So, and if it's always the last one you heard or last one to come see that you see, the last one you read about, those are the ones that get the business, right? It's not the ones that, oh yeah, I remember them, but no, you're going to remember the last one you heard about. Okay. So if Origin Hotel was the last one you heard about and you happen to be in the Denver, Colorado area or Lexington, Kentucky or Raleigh, North Carolina, and you said, Origin Hotel, that's where we want to stay. Where'd you hear about it from? I think that Russell Hotels guy was talking about it. So there you go. I mean, that's what you want. And you got to think outside the box these days. And thank God, Origin Hotel, they think outside the box. They're not just, you know, we're going to do this one way and that's it. We're not going to do it any other way. No, they're thinking outside the box and say, hey, this Russell guy has a type of following. Okay, so... he gets hundreds of people that listen to the show, if not thousands that listen to the show. Because it's not about the first, like the live show. It's not about the live show. It's about me posting this on my other social media platforms. Or it's about being on LA Talk Radio, their podcast, right? That's what it's about, right? It's after the show. It's not right now. Of course, yeah, I'm going to get people that are watching right now, and we thank you for that. But, or listening right now, we thank you for that as well. But... as, like I said, when the show's over, I reproduce, but copy this and paste it in all my other platforms. So that way, you know, it's there forever, right? So there you go. So that's how we do it. So if you're interested in sponsorship, reach out. I gave my information, but russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. So you can reach out that way. What is the Russell of Hotels Group? I think I maybe have mentioned a little bit of it. Digital marketing via social media. Help build your presence via videos, postings, etc. Okay, so if you look at my social media pages, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you'll see what I do. You'll see some of the things that I do for hotels and things like that, specifically the Origin Hotel, right? Now, they don't know that. I'm going to tell you this. The Origin Hotel doesn't know what they're in, what they're going to be getting at this point, right? Because I have so many videos that I have already made over the weekend that I'm just waiting this to put out, right? So some are short, some are long, but it's all about the Origin Hotel, right? So that's what you get when you deal with Russell Hotels, okay? You get digital marketing. So they're going to get... you're going to get bombarded with a lot of digital marketing on behalf of Russell of Hotels for the Origin Hotel. So just wait to see, but you're going to see some stuff that you haven't seen before. Radio show host. I interviewed today's hospitality professionals. I actually had someone scheduled to come on today, but at the last minute, they had a family emergency and they could not do it. But more likely, she'll do it next week. But it was just one of those things last minute, and it couldn't be helped. And my thoughts are with you, you know, the young lady that couldn't be on the show today, and I don't need to mention her name, but she'll be on the show next week. We'll mention it next week. Okay. So collaborating and connecting of people. That's what we do. When we have people on the show, we're collaborating and connecting. When we have partnerships, Origin Hotel, we collaborate and connect, because my job is to bridge the gap, right? Is to bring people together, hotel people, people that need hotels, people that need meetings, meeting space, marketers, influencers. I mean, those are people that I come in contact with on a daily basis. And a lot of them are my friends, right? So anything you need, reach out to Russell of Hotels. Russell of Hotels. I keep saying that too fast and people think I'm saying just Russell Hotels. So I'm trying to say Russell of Hotels. I need to enunciate Russell of Hotels, because my mom told me, she goes, I can't understand what you're saying. Are you saying Russell Hotels or Russell of Hotels? She'll say that to me, right? So I'll say, no, it's Russell of Hotels. Well, I can't understand what you're saying. So I need to make sure. That's my mom. My mom voice. So, so yes, Russell of Hotels. collaborating, connecting people. I already mentioned that. Hey, how's your brand staying relevant? I just talked about that a while ago. Keeping your brand relevant. How's Origin Hotel staying relevant? They're on the Russell of Hotels show. So that's how they're staying relevant, and other things that they're doing as well, I'm sure. But my job is to make sure they stay relevant on my show, right? And like I said, you can't get any more relevant than the backdrop that I have. And if you need a backdrop, you ever thought about having a backdrop during your Zoom calls? Contact me. I can hook you up. I'll do it. Customize. These are customized backdrops. I mean, I didn't buy them. I made them. You have to know the dimensions and all that stuff, though. See, there's a trick to it. What are the dimensions? But I happen to know the dimensions for the backdrop. So there you go. So how's your brand staying relevant? What are you doing to stay relevant? What are you doing now that you weren't doing before? Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you'd be doing differently? That's number two. So number one was, how's your brand staying relevant? And these are questions for you. I can answer them for you, but these are questions that you should think about. How's your brand staying relevant? Number two, knowing what you know now, meaning all this whole COVID thing, is there anything that you are doing differently? Because people are going to want to know, what did you do? What are you doing now that you weren't doing before? If you want people to come back to your hotel or to your property, to your restaurant, you know, people need to know, and people need to see it. People are going to be more visual as we move forward, right? They want to see the people cleaning. They want to see people, you know, spraying, you know, whatever cleaning solution or sanitation solution or whatever. They want to see that, because they want to make sure that they don't go come to your hotel or your location and leave with something. I mean, that's where we are today. Have you connected with anyone new? Have we reached out to people that maybe we had talked to them pre-COVID? Have we reached out to them since then to see if they're still around? You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, have lost their jobs, or they've moved on. They've been furloughed first, and some people have been laid off. And this is an ongoing thing. It's not, it wasn't just like one wave and that's it. I mean, I know people just as recent as yesterday that someone, they were furloughed for, I don't know, the last 3 months, and now they've been laid off, meaning they don't have a job anymore. So things, this is still kind of fluid, right? So you need to reach out. And when I mean reach out, I mean pick up the phone and call. I don't mean email, because like I said, if they're not there anymore, they're not going to respond to the email. And I guarantee you, whoever's in charge of the office, he's not going to respond to that email either, because he or she is worrying about the emails that are coming to him or her. So hopefully they have, you know, transferred all those emails to the whoever's the catcher now, who's catching the emails. But sometimes, a lot of times, that's not the case. They're like, well, I got my email address. I don't need anybody else's. I got enough going on here. The other person doesn't work here anymore, so why would I need to hit his or her emails? I'm just letting you know how things go. All right, been there, done that. Got a T-shirt, okay, to show. But anyway, so that was, have you connected with anyone new lately? And What has this situation taught you? Maybe it hasn't taught you anything. Has it taught you to swerve? Has it taught you to, okay, maybe I need to reach out more and talk to people more and see what's going on, get a pulse of what's going on in the industry. Thank you to Amy Beardsley with Origin Hotel. Thank you. She's at the Origin Red Rock, which is in Golden, Colorado. This is outside of Denver. So thank you, Amy, for everything you've done, everything you will do. We appreciate you. Miss Michelle Carlin, founder and president, Alignment Advising. She was a guest last week on the show, so I thank her for that. You know, they do she does long-term sales strategies, how to grow sales and your revenues, process improvements. They do a lot of things for hotels, for DMOs, that's conventions and visitors bureaus. And they do other organizations as well. But of course, those are the ones I focus on because it's all about, for me, it's all about hospitality. But she does more than hospitality. So if you have some of those issues, like I said, long-term sales strategy issues, or maybe you want a plan put in place for that, she can come in and assist you. That's what Alignment Advising does. So it's alignmentadvising.com. So that's Michelle Carlin, founder and president. So she was, like I said, she was a guest last week. And every show, every time someone's on a show, the next week, of course, I'm going to, you know, thank you for coming on the show. And just so people don't forget about you. And then a quick shout out, not a shout out, but a thank you as well to Mr. Peter Miller, president and CEO of Strategic Data Research. Now, they're big on like proactive sales, right? Like say you have a limited sales team and maybe your sales team is just not effective, not being effective. Effective, one of those two. He helps you do that. He helps with proactive sales. You know, because a lot of times we have reactive sales, meaning you're just waiting for the phone to ring, right? You're not shaking the trees, being proactive to see what falls out. You're just basically at your office waiting for that phone to ring. The phone don't ring or I don't get an email, guess what? I'm not selling, okay? But his company, organization, been in business for like 25, 26 years, I believe he said. He was a guest last week. You know, that's what they do. They go out, they have relationships with, you know, companies, organizations, and a lot of hotels, and they go out and they know how to find the business. They know how, and especially these times when we have limited staff, especially limited sales staff, I would be all over Strategic Data Research because he's already done the homework, right? He knows what to do. He knows where the fish are biting. Okay, that's one thing. If you're a fisherman, you need to know where the fish are biting, right? You can't just throw your line anywhere, right? Well, he already knows where to throw the line, right? So I'm using I grew up fishing, right? So that's where that analogy came from. So anyway, Strategic Data Research. His name is Mr. Peter Miller, president and CEO. Just let him know that Russell of Hotels, this Russell of Hotels guy sent me, told me to give you a call. And his website is strategicdatabase.com. Quick shout out to the people in Blythe. It's 116 degrees will be the high today. Yesterday, 116 today. I guess I didn't put what yesterday's was, but it was over 110. I can guarantee you that. And they were like, I don't know if they broke this, but they were like some consecutive days of 110 degrees or hotter. It was like, I don't know, 20 consecutive days of 110 degree heat or hotter. I mean, that's why I don't live there anymore. Okay. I was just a little quick side thing. I was on the phone with someone. Say I'm on the phone with someone, and there's a kid sitting next to me. A kid and his mother sitting next to me, and I'm on the phone with someone that was, I don't know if someone from Blythe or whatever, but anyway, they were talking about how hot it was, right? And I'm like, God, it's 120 degrees there. I said, man, this must be miserable, you know, and I'm going on. And I see this kid, he's listening to the conversation, but he can only hear me because I have my earbuds. So he can't hear the whole conversation, right? So he just hears me saying, oh, it's hot. Oh, that sounds miserable. Oh, my God, did the air conditioner work? And, you know, that kind of thing. So when I get off the phone, he's looking at me and I kind of acknowledge him. He said, mister, he said, I heard you talking about, you know, the how hot it was in some place. He said, was that place you're talking about? He said, was that the end of the world? And I said, he had this serious look on his face. He says, was that place the end of the world? And I looked at him, I said, no, it wasn't the end of the world, but you can see it from there. We're talking about blight. It's not the end of the world, but you can definitely see it from there. I'm sure I'll be getting some hate mail now, some hate emails and hate calls from people from Blythe. And they started with my mom. Okay. So that was a good one though, right? I had you. I did have you. So anyway, congrats. A quick congrats to Natalie Finzi Gibson for getting she's now the new DOSM, Director of Sales and Marketing, at the Hyatt Place LA University Medical Center, which is next to USC. I don't know if you know where the USC hospital is. I think it's, what is it called? A USC Memorial? I don't know. What is it called? I can't think. It's near, it's on the east side. I think it's almost like near Cal State LA, almost East LA-ish, but they're building a new hotel out there. So, and I think this is one of the first hotels ever to be out there. A Hyatt Place specifically, right? So Natalie, who was a dear friend of mine, and she used to be my director of sales at one time, and we always keep in touch. We talk almost daily. We didn't talk today, but congratulations to her. She posted on LinkedIn. Once you post it on LinkedIn, then it's okay for me to say something. She, you know, I kind of knew about this. It was in the works last week, but I couldn't mention anything because, of course, you know, she hadn't started or whatever. But once you post it on LinkedIn, it's fair game, okay? So congratulations again to Natalie Finzi Gibson, DOSM at the Hyatt Place LA University Medical Center by USC. There you go. So go get them, Natalie. Introduction of today's topic. Now, today's topic is going to be fairly quick, fairly simple. I may stop a little bit and talk about some stuff, but it has to do with Zoom etiquette. Okay. We're all doing these, you know, Zoom calls or WebEx or Blue Jeans or whatever. Blue Jeans, that's another type of platform like a Zoom or a WebEx or whatever, just so you know. I mean, there's probably 10 popular ones, but the most popular one is Zoom or WebEx. So that's the one I use, Zoom, right? So I'm doing a Zoom etiquette, but whatever type of platform you're using, this etiquette can work for any of them, right? So I'm going to go through that. And because I think it's important, because a lot of times we get on these things and we think that, you know, we can be just as relaxed as we want to be. And I think, well, you can if you want to, but remember that you're representing, you either represent your own business or you're representing a company or brand that you're working for. Okay. So I think sometimes we can get kind of too comfortable with it. And like, you know, well, hey, I'm at home. I can be, you know, dressed in a dirty t-shirt. You know, I'm not saying you need to wear a jacket and a shirt, button-up shirt like I do, but I do that because I'm representing my own company, right? And I think it's important, especially if I have a partnership or sponsors and things like that. And of course, I want to get more, right? Now, what if I came on the show and I had before I had this on, I had a raggedy, sweaty, no, it wasn't raggedy, but it was a sweaty t-shirt because I was working out, right? I was getting my walk on, hitting my bag and all that. I don't want to come on the show with a hoodie on and all this kind of stuff, because it's not professional and it's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate anywhere in the business environment, unless you're Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. So I guess he can do that because, you know, he's Facebook. So he can do that kind of stuff. But I just think it's important that I go over some of these quick Zoom etiquette. I just think so. Be on time. That's one, first and foremost. Be the first one. So especially if you're the host, you need to be the first one on the call. You know, you don't be the last one. People are like wondering, is this Russell going to get on this darn call or what? They'll start to text you, right? Because if I'm late, I know they will, but I try not to be late. I don't think I've been late maybe once. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, you know, but I've been late maybe once, but I make sure I have people get on 10 minutes. My show starts at 1 o'clock, right? I make sure people are on the show at 12:50 because I want to make sure, you know, we do a sound check and everybody can hear and see everyone. I want to make sure Ronan, who is our producer, he can hear us. And because, I mean, he checked my microphone. He said, hey, can you move your microphone down? Because I can hear you breathing, breathing hard. So he'd tell me those things. I mean, those things are important when you're doing the show, right? So you want to make sure you have enough time to iron out any of the bugs that may come up, right? So I make sure that I'm on 10 minutes before. So number one, make sure to introduce everyone at the beginning, just like if you meet someone in real life, right? You introduce everybody, right? So if there's two or three people I have on the show that are guests that may not know each other, my job is to introduce them. Oh, this is so-and-so. This is Bill Smith. This is, Charlotte's Web. Okay. You know, that kind of thing. Thank you for being on the show. Blah, 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 blah. So just like a real meeting or social event, you wouldn't initiate a conversation between two acquaintances who haven't met without introducing them. So the same thing. The same practice applies in a virtual meeting. Be sure to introduce all parties you are hosting at the beginning to create a welcoming environment and stimulate engagement. Okay. So you want to make sure that you introduce people before. Number two, ensure that you have a clean, work appropriate background. Okay. Now, before I was doing this, meaning producing my own or making my own or designing my own backdrops, you can just see what's in back of me. And what's in back of me doesn't look pretty, okay? There's a pile of toilet paper, not toilet paper that hasn't been opened, right? Just came from Costco, okay? It's not like old toilet paper that I've been blowing my nose and throwing it in another corner. It's not like that, but it's not, if I'm doing a business meeting, right? You don't want to see that, or you definitely don't want to see this on this show, right? So I came up with someone hit me to doing my own design for a backdrop. So I took it and ran with it, right? So I get logos, I do everything. And it's the perfect thing for if you're promoting another company, right? Or promoting your own brand, promoting someone else's brand. So that's why I do what I do, right? Because first, I don't want people to see what's going on in this house or my office space. And two, it gives me a chance to promote my brand and promote the brand that's sponsoring me. That's the Origin Hotel. So how professional does this look, right? Opposed to, I'm not even going to click and show you what it would look like, but I think this is the, way to go. So if you don't have a Zoom background, I suggest that you get one. And who would you go to get one? You come to me. Am I going to charge you? Heck yeah, I'm going to charge you. I won't charge you much though. But anyway, give me a call if you have questions about that. I mean, I'm here to assist. So ensure that you have a clean work appropriate background. You want your attendees focus to be on the meeting content, not your messy office or your amazing art collection. Okay. You want them to focus on you and what you're talking about. By having a clean setting with work-appropriate art and decorations, you reduce the chance that attendees will get distracted. That's right. You don't want people to get distracted. You should also try to attend the meeting from a quiet area that has minimal background noise and movement. Okay, so I try to pick a place. Well, like I said, it's my office space, but it's near my garage too. So every now and then, someone will walk in. Now, you may hear them walk in, but you won't see them because they're not getting close enough for Zoom to pick them up or for the camera to pick them up, right? So they have to be where I am in order for that. And they know once they walk in the door, they see I'm doing the show, and they'll just continue to walk up the stairs, and you'll never see them, right? You may hear them, their feet, steps walking by me, but they won't say anything. Then again, you never know. They may say something, but you will never see them. So you want to make sure that you're in a quiet, clean space that, it limits your distractions. Okay. Three, look presentable when on a Zoom call. Not saying wearing a suit, but maybe a button-down shirt or a nice polo. Okay. Avoid t-shirts and hats. Now that's, like I said, this is coming from me. You can do whatever you want to do, but I just think you present a lot better if you're professional. Now, if you're, And it, what made me think about this was I watch, and this is totally different than what I'm doing and then what a lot of us do. Had to do with the, I think it was the Rams or the Chargers. I don't know if you watch the, I can't think of what the show is called. Hard Knocks is on HBO, I believe. And they were doing Zoom calls, you know, during the off season and before the start of training camp, they were doing Zoom calls. And, you know, people would be in their beds, you know, the players would be in their bed. Oh yeah, I just woke up in the car. Oh yeah, I'm here eating the burger, you know, doing all this stuff, which, you know, for that environment may be appropriate, but I guarantee you the coach, the head coaches, they were, you know, dressed in their polo shirts. They didn't have raggedy shirts on or anything like that. The players, now that's something else, right? Now they were eating and this and that. That's another thing. You don't want to be eating and, you know, every night if drinking it, water or whatever, tea, that's fine. In fact, I have some lemonade right here. I haven't taken a drink yet, but I do have here just in case I get a little parched. Okay. Some Country Time lemonade, just made it up before the show. But I mean, that's okay. But for people, like I said, that's a total different atmosphere, but it just made me think, like, I'm on a Zoom call and these guys, you know, they had no shirt on, you know, maybe they just finished working out. They're all sweaty. You know, like I said, a couple of them were in bed, you know, I mean, just chilling. Okay. But in the professional environment, you can't do that. Okay. We're not professional athletes here. They can do whatever they want to do. We can't do that. But anyway, so this kind of, like I said, you don't have to dress up in the suit or a jacket like me, but I guarantee you from the waist down, I have on shorts. That's what I have on right now. Okay. No, you don't need to see all that, but that's what I have on from the waist down, but from the waist up, that's all that matters. Right. And I even cut my hair today. So there you go. Shaved and everything. So you want to make sure you're presentable. Four, look into the camera when talking instead of looking at yourself. I don't know what the difference is because my picture is right next to the camera hole. Right. So I don't know if I'm looking at myself or I'm looking at the camera. I don't know, but I understand what they're saying, but it's in the same place for me. So just make sure you're looking at the camera. Okay. I'm looking at the camera now. So make sure you're looking at the camera, not looking at yourself. If you're looking at yourself on the screen while you're talking, it will seem like your attention is elsewhere. Direct eye contact into the camera while speaking gives attendees the impression that you are looking at them rather than off to the side. Okay, which creates an environment where everyone feels engaged and present in the conversation. Be sure to position your web camera and monitor at eye level so you can look into the camera and stimulate that eye-to-eye connection with other attendees. Okay, that makes sense. All right, I'm cool with that. Number five, eliminate distractions and focus on the agenda. So make sure you eliminate what's going on around you. Notifications from messaging, applications, ringtones, and applications running on your desktop can be distracting. Okay, that's a good point, right? Like, my phone is right next to me, right? And if I don't turn this down or turn this off, my sound off, you know, people will be out ding, ding, ding. And that's not appropriate. And that's not fair to the people that are listening or watching or the people that may be on the show, or maybe that I'm facilitating a conference call or whatever. And if my phone keeps going off, I mean, that's inconsiderate of other people's time. So make sure you put your phone on silent and don't look at it. Turn it upside down so you don't see anything come up. You don't see any messages. You don't hear anything. So I think that's a good one to do. Okay. So eliminate distractions on focusing on the agenda. Did I say that one already? Notification. Yeah. Notifications from messaging applications, ringtones, and applications running on your desktop can be distracting, which can make your attendees feel disrespected and undervalued. Okay. We don't want that. Mitigating these distractions helps keep the meeting focused and free from interruptions, and it keeps it going. Okay, there we go. So just make sure we're doing that. Number six, be aware of your audio and video settings. Check whether your microphone is unmuted and that your camera is on to ensure that all attendees can hear and see you when you speak. If you notice that someone in a meeting is speaking but their microphone is muted, you can alert them that they are muted by requesting that they unmute their audio in the Manage Participants tab. Okay, so that's why I come on 10 minutes before the show. I'm just speaking from the show's perspective, right? I want to make sure that we can hear everyone and everyone's not muted. And sometimes I do request before the show starts when I'm doing my opening monologue that, you know, if they have background noise, to go ahead and mute, you know, mute their microphone and then unmute it when they're ready to talk. And of course, you want to, you know, as the facilitator or the host, you want to make sure you let them know, you know, okay, you want to unmute. And sometimes you can just use the chat box to do that as well. So that's important. Number seven, only invite meeting participants who need to be there. So only invite people that need to be in your chat. Now, if you don't need everybody to go, don't send an invite. I remember I was doing a call I was a participant, and the host, I mean, we're having a conversation. There's maybe three of us. And then all of a sudden, you know, this new person comes in and they were just allowed to come in, right? You know, normally they have to ring a, you know, bell and they're in a waiting room and then you allow them to come in. Well, but his settings were set where anyone that had the password and code could just come in automatically. They're automatically in the meeting. And the person didn't have any business there. It wasn't my conference or my meeting, so I didn't know who it was. But obviously the person, the host, he was kind of miffed by the whole thing too. But anyway, we got him off of the conference call. But it was definitely, you know, one of those situations, like it was uneasy, like, what is this all about? Who's this person? You know, so you want to make sure you invite the people that you want on the call, because people will call in. And you just want to make sure you want to avoid that embarrassment or potential embarrassment. Okay. If you're the host, stick around, meaning you should be the last one to sign off. Okay. So say the meeting's over, but then people are still on there talking. You wait around before. Yeah. You should make sure that everyone, signs off first before you do. Okay. So that's what I try to do. If I have guests, I'll make sure I say, okay, well, thanks again for being on the show, blah, 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 blah. And say, okay, we'll see you later. We'll talk soon. And I'll make sure they leave before I leave and then done. Right. So make sure it's only eight. I only had eight of those. So make sure we're practicing good video meeting etiquette with Zoom or like I said, WebEx, whatever. And another thing you want to do, if you're like, you see, I wear a headset. Okay. So if anyone in the house where my office is, right, they can't hear the conversation. They can hear me speaking. They know I'm doing either a meeting or whatever, but they can't hear the whole conversation. So I think it's important that we have headsets on, earbuds in, whatever. Ever, because no one wants to hear a whole conversation. I don't care who they are. I don't care. No one wants to hear all that. They can be people, friends of yours. They can be family members, whatever. That's one thing that just irks me to death is that, you know, people are having these conversations. They're on a Zoom call or WebEx or whatever. I don't need to hear all that. Just put the thing in your ear so I can, you know, I can hear that one way. I can hear you talking, but I don't need to hear the whole conversation. No one needs to hear that. So just make sure you're mindful of people that are around you as well, because everyone does not need to hear your conversation, okay? So practice good video meeting etiquette. You don't want to be the person in your organization known for scheduling lots of unproductive meetings. So make sure the meetings that you're having, that they are productive. Practicing good video meeting etiquette is critical to ensuring that your meetings are professional, efficient, and valuable. And that's what you want, right? So you want to make sure that even the show, right? You want to make sure that, you know, I have as less distractions as possible. I don't want people walking in here. I don't want people interrupting. I don't want people jumping on, you know, and they weren't invited to come on the show. You know what I mean? So just make sure that you maintain your professionalism, because that is important for Zoom calls, for meetings, I mean, even in person meetings, that stuff is important. But I think because we were forced to do these types of things, and we think, and we're doing it from home, sometimes I think we get this, you know, complacent that, okay, well, I'm at home, I can, you know, dress, or I can say what I want to say, I can do this, I can do that. No, you shouldn't be doing that. You should maintain professionalism at all times. Okay. So that's my advice for today. Thank you for joining Russell of Hotels on Air with Russell of Hotels. Once again, thank you for the new partnership with Origin Hotels. They have 3 locations, soon have 4, one in Colorado, one in Lexington, Kentucky, one in Raleigh, North Carolina. Check out, or just go to their website. That's originhotel.com. And if you want the Russell of Hotel rate, meaning, remember, you got to book direct, right? You have to go to the website to book, or you have to call them direct. And then type in the ROH rate, which stands for Russell of Hotels. And that will give you that 10 to 25% discount off of your next stay. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? I'm about to go to Denver. I'm about to book that now, the ROH rate. I'm going to represent in Denver. So anyway, thank you again for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I hope you got something out of the show, or at least I made you laugh, or, you know, gave you something to do for an hour. I'm doing the tacos 10, Satan. Okay, so I'll send you a video of what the Satan looks like. Okay. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week for show number 72. Boom.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.